fluid being the only thing able to escape the tight seal formed around your head. You think about putting another inch inside, it feels so good, and you only got the tip in. As if reading your mind, it opens, spreading like the petals of a flower, keeping just enough of the flesh in contact with your shaft, in contact with the tip, your slit, the little muscular backing underneath, the little ridge under the head, everything being squeezed, but you know it's loose enough that you could thrust right in if you wanted to. That brief looseness lets you shove in another inch, but when it closes back up, the petals try to pull you further in, the ridges inside wet and warm, like tongues or fingers, but infinitely better. The interior simulates many different sensations. You suspect vines inside the plant are actually merging and connecting, making the illusion of walls and folds squirming around you. Then the pleasure begins again in earnest, and this kind of coherent, reflective thought is lost to you. Your cock is being inspected now. The plant's purple slit has grown more vibrant in color. First it feels as if many little tongues, marinated in that pumpkin-spiced fluid which the plant is sweating with, are licking your shaft. They explore the groove under the head, flick over the slit and sensitive glands tissue. They lick the limited amount of your veiny, hard flesh that they have been allowed to touch. Then, like a masturbation tool, or two fingers held in a circle, the inside begins to move forward then back in a ring wrapped around your cock, but lubricated and warm. There's only a tiny bit of you inside, but even on those few inches, the feeling is phenomenal. It won't stop. Whatever this plant is, it is built to give you the maximum possible pleasure.